This is Haley Claxton with Teresa Moat here at Rutland Outpost.
Rutlater
Outpost Cowboy Church. Tell me a little bit about where you were born and raised.
I was born in Kentucky, but was raised in Joplin, Missouri. So I come from Southwest Missouri.
And did you grow up going to church?
Yes, I'm a preacher's kid.
What kind of church did you go to?
Dad was a preacher in the Church of God, which is headquartered in Anderson, Indiana.
Is that a particular denomination?
It is a particular denomination, and that's why I stayed at Anderson, Indiana.
So what made you change from that sort of church to Cowboy Church?
Didn't really change from the Church of God to Cowboy Church. The Church of God has a philosophy that all who come to know the Lord are members of the body of Christ. And so that's always been my philosophy. No matter what denomination you're in, you're always a member if you are saved. And so coming to Cowboy Church was no big thing for me to change over, because I believe anyone who has come to Christ is already a member of that body. So coming to the Cowboy Church, it took a while to get me here, because I didn't come from that background. I'm not a cowboy or a cowgirl or a farmer's daughter or anything like that. My folks grew up that way, and so I understand where they came from, but I didn't grow up that way. So coming here to this church was really not a big stretch for me, because my parents were so close to it, and I understand a lot of things that they taught me from the way they grew up. But Pastor Carl had asked me 3 times to come and help with the music, and I kept telling him, I'm sorry, but I'm just not into cowboy music. and at the last time he asked me, I said, okay, I'll give you 6 months. And it's been such a treat. I've been here 6 years. So I guess it was okay.
So would you say you stayed because you enjoyed the music, or is it the community?
I have stayed because of the communities. The music is a big part of it, obviously, and being in charge of being able to rearrange songs and, you know, bringing new life to the old hymns has been a treat for me. And then being able to write stuff that we can all do it and arrange for the band has been awesome for me to do, because that's what I enjoy doing. But the reason I stay, or the reason I'm really here, is because of the community. The whole aspect of this being the body of Christ. This is truly the body of Christ, this congregation.
So how would you define Cowboy Church? What does that mean to you?
Well, that can mean a lot of different things. Cowboy Church is a place of safety. It's a place of worship. It's a place where God has shown his presence. For me, it's a community of believers who just want to see others come to Christ. That's for me the biggest thing on it, or how I see this. And it's been the easiest. Cowboy Church has been so easy to do, because the people are so open and willing to just be fed, because they've been so hungry coming from, you know, the other places where obviously they either weren't getting fed, or like Carl said, where they got hurt or something like that. And then they can come into this room and just feel like, you know, a big breath, you know, a big sigh of relief. Nobody's going to judge me here. Nobody's going to say anything about me, or, you know, bad, or I can just come and be myself. So, and I've seen that happen so many times. So that's really what Cowboy Church is for me.
So you lead the band now. Mm-hmm. What has been, I guess, what's the biggest struggle in doing that, if there is any? Or what's the most difficult thing, if it's at all difficult ever?
How many things we have to do. We've had so many things. Probably, and I've told the band this, we could probably play every weekend somewhere. I physically can't do it. They can't do it. that's probably been the biggest struggle for me is picking and choosing which ones. Because honestly, I can't say there's much that I would say was a negative. Because everybody just come. I mean, I've been in bands before. I mean, I grew up in rock bands and I grew up in high school bands. I've done the whole, you name it, I've probably done it. And these people that come here every Tuesday never get mad or upset that they didn't get to get a solo or that they didn't get to sing a particular part or anything. It's just not that way. And so I'm sorry I didn't answer your question. I went the opposite way, but I really don't have a lot of, there's just not a lot of negativity here at all. I wouldn't know what it was.
So how do you think that the Cowboy Church will be growing in the future? Or what do you think kind of the path looks like from here?
Wow, I had never really thought about that. Because, I mean, I'm in the moment, so. I don't really know how to answer. I don't know how to answer that. I know for me, I would want to stay here and in this place and continue what we're doing, but.
Or what would your, I guess, hope be for the future of Cowboy Church and in general?
Okay, and that I could, my hope for Cowboy Church for the future would be that it just continues to grow. And like he said, having little pockets of, you know, places where people can come together. Just, that's all I can say is that it would grow so that other people could experience what we have.
So what would your favorite song be, do you think?
Heavens. Probably Amazing Grace.
And why is that one your favorite?
Probably because it gives the story of how to be a Christian. That grace is there, and through everything, it's always there. And always has been. It gives the answer. So, yeah.
All right, I think that's all the questions I have. Thank you, Teresa.